You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast. Today, we're taking a deeper look at the alkaline diet through the teachings of Dr. Sebi, including the foods associated with the lifestyle, the foods he discouraged, and why his work continues to resurface in mainstream conversations. This episode is not about persuasion or medical advice. It's about understanding the framework, the history, and why people are still talking about it. Let's begin with the foundations of his philosophy. Dr. Sebi believed that the human body functions best in an alkaline state and that many health issues stem from mucus buildup caused by acidic, processed, and hybrid foods. His approach centered on simplicity, mineral density, and foods he believed aligned with the body's natural design. Within this lifestyle, food choices were very specific. Dr. Sebi emphasized plant foods he considered alkaline, natural, and non-hybrid. These included certain fruits like berries, seeded grapes, melons, and apples, vegetables such as leafy greens, zucchini, cucumbers, okra, bell peppers, and onions, specific grains like quinoa, wild rice, and spelt, legumes including lentils and chickpeas used selectively, natural fats such as avocados and raw cold-pressed oils, herbs like burdock root, dandelion, sarsaparilla, and bladderwrack, hydration through spring water and herbal teas rather than sweetened beverages. Food sourcing mattered deeply in his teachings. Preparation methods were kept simple and additives, preservatives, and refined ingredients were avoided. Equally important is what was excluded. Dr. Sebi discouraged foods he believed contributed to acidity and mucus formation, including all animal products, dairy in every form, eggs, refined sugar, white flour and processed grains, corn, soy, and wheat, hybrid fruit and vegetables, alcohol and caffeinated beverages, packaged and ultra-processed foods. Even some foods commonly considered healthy in mainstream vegan diets were excluded, which is why the alkaline approach differs significantly from other plant-based lifestyles. A vegan lifestyle focuses on ethics and the removal of animal products. A whole food plant-based diet emphasizes minimal processing. The alkaline approach goes further by questioning which plant foods are supportive versus disruptive based on mineral content, acidity, and how foods were cultivated. This is where much of the curiosity and controversy comes from. Interest in Dr. Sebi has surged again in recent years, especially after the recent Dave Chappelle comedy special, where his work was referenced in his closing segment. Dr. Sebi's name and philosophy is now open to a much wider audience, which is one of the catalysts for us creating this video today. One of the most referenced moments in Dr. Sebi's life was his involvement in a court case in the 1980s where he defended himself against accusations of practicing medicine without a license related to claims about curing diseases. According to public records and reporting, he successfully defended himself in court, which many followers cite as validation of his work. It's important to approach this carefully. Winning a legal case does not equate to scientific consensus, but it does explain why his story gained so much attention and continues to be discussed decades later. Dr. Sebi passed away in 2016 while in police custody in Honduras, where he had been detained on financial-related charges. His death sparked widespread controversy, speculation, and conspiracy theories, especially among supporters who believed his work threatened powerful systems. While many questions and opinions remain, what's clear is that his passing added another layer to the controversy around his legacy and fueled continued interest in his teachings. People are drawn to Dr. Sebi's philosophy for many reasons. The simplicity, the focus on whole unprocessed foods, the connection to ancestral and holistic ideas of wellness, and a desire for clarity and balance in a world dominated by convenience foods. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to respond in the comments. Let us know your thoughts. We want to hear what you have to say. And of course, share this episode, like it, engage with it. The more people that know about it, the more of these valuable resources that will be spread out amongst the ether. Thank you so much. And as always, this is a daily podcast. We're committed to produce a podcast every single day. So you can go to vegansexplore.com/podcast, learn a little bit more about what we're doing here at Vegans Explore. And we'll see you tomorrow.